VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You never write. You never send flowers. The least you can do is call. Do it now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. If you're listening live, today is April 26, 2018. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 501. So today I'm with Lee in person at she's throwing things at me.
I get to throw things at
you. You keep doing that. I'm going to eat during the show.
Yay.
We're here at the Clear Channel Studios, iHeartRadio in San Diego. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Griffala.
Yeah, what?
It is a treat to see you seated right there at the mic. Our team gets really excited when any of you come down here, as you know, especially Griffala.
Really?
But I do.
This old thing?
Yeah, but you're in town for tonight's meetup of the Surfs Up San Diego eBay Sellers Group.
That's true. We are, yes.
We're going to be talking about that a little bit as we go through the show. And you never know who's going to drop in today.
You don't.
Things could happen. It can happen.
I saw Justin Timberlake on the monitor when we were coming in. Is he dropping in?
He may be dropping in.
Is he bringing back Sexy to the radio
Absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
Because I pushed it out years ago.
Yeah, that's a gone. Yeah. Done deal. So listen, registration is underway and it's heating up. You need to talk about this because May 1st is coming.
Yeah, and the price, so I didn't think we announced this. Right now the early registration is like $275.
Right.
The price is going up to $399. I didn't think Jesse said this during the live broadcast. I was shocked. That's a huge jump. So it's underway. Everything's going on. Again, this is coming up July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And the spaces are limited. And I got to tell you, I know you think I'm just like hyping it up. They're going fast. I've seen this in the last 2 years, Lee. People say, I'll think about it. And then they're begging, to get included. And they're sold out. And they have to be put on a wait list. And then they have to be vetted. It's really horrible. So if you really want to get this done now. So the early bird price until April 30th, which is only what? A week away? Like 5 days?
Tuesday. May 1st.
5 days away. $275. And you can book your room at the Mandalay Bay for just $89 a night, plus resort fees and taxes. Now, to register, you go to ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com. Couldn't be easier.
And for that $275, let me tell you something. eBay feeds the heck out of you.
Oh, you'll gain weight.
I mean, you get to walk a lot, too, though.
Well, your feet will hurt, too.
Yeah. But no, do they ever feed you? If you've never been to an eBay event, you remember the old eBay Radio party and conference where we couldn't even afford coffee. No kidding. We could not. They wanted $6,000 a day for coffee. I said, bring us water.
Were they picking the beans?
eBay first class all the way.
Yeah.
And you're going to get, if you look over the schedule, you're going to see that you get a lot of meals that you're not going to have to pay for when you're in Vegas. So that $275, in addition to the event, it's just, you get so many extras.
And the party. And the food is mandatory, by the way. Whether you want it or not, you're going to have to eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, sure. No, but it's a bargain. It is a bargain. Yeah.
And it's not just the food, and it's not just meeting Lee and me and all the eBay employees. You get to meet other sellers, and that's the best part, I think, for a lot of folks. So you spend all this time all year solitary, alone in your little space while you're selling on eBay. Now you get to have it, put your hair down and kick up your heels. Remember, what happens in Vegas ends up all over social media. So,
yeah.
And have a great time for 3 or 4 days. And some people make a weeks long vacation. There's a lot to see in Las Vegas. So if you come early and stay late, you can go see Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam. You can go jump off the stratosphere on a bungee cord. What could be more thrilling?
It's a lot of fun. And what we talked about this the other day over the air, but I'm going to mention it again.
What's that?
I've been to a lot of conventions in my life and conferences, and they're usually businesslike. You know, people dress sometimes.
You mean boring.
Yeah. Well, dry, I would say.
Boring.
From the very first time I joined eBay, which was 15 years ago, every event that eBay puts on is fun.
Yeah.
that people come to have fun and learn and grow. It's a whole different atmosphere from any other kind of convention or conference you've ever been to in your life. Just a whole different attitude. It's all about fun. And are you, I wonder, are you guys going to be wearing certain color shirts again this year, the eBay employees? You know, some years.
Yeah, they will. I never
some
do.
Years that you can spot them.
I don't know
when you see them.
I don't wear eBay shirts.
Well, because he's a star.
No. It's not that.
He's a radio
yes,
star.
It is. Yes, it is that. It is. It's totally that. So the other thing you can do if you come to Vegas, so a lot of our listeners and a lot of sellers probably watched shows on the Food Network. So you may, you know, whether it's Master Chef or Iron Chef or, so all of those chefs that you see, they have their like, flagship restaurants in Vegas. And it is mind blowing how good the food is. And that alone for a lot of people is a big draw. So you can go like to Tom Colicchio's restaurants and, what's his name? Gordon Ramsay's restaurants and it's extraordinary. They're amazing places.
And something else for people who have sent me emails saying, but the heat, Lee, the heat. You can go to Vegas, I promise you this, without ever feeling the heat.
Yeah, because you never have to leave the complex.
Air-conditioned car going up to the hotel, step into the hotel lobby, air conditioning. Everything you need to live is inside that hotel. Also, I think the Luxor is right next door.
It's across the street.
And I think you can go. There's a walkway,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's not hard.
So you don't have to go outside if you don't want to in the heat. So
and
don't,
if you
don't
do,
worry about the heat.
So isn't it the Mandalay Bay that has that pool where it's like a meandering
it's a beach.
River?
They've made a beach.
But isn't there one where you could, it's like going down a river?
They may have one too. It's called Lazy River, I think.
Lazy River? Yeah.
But they're famous for having a beach.
A real beach.
Well, you know, they put it, you didn't see it last time.
Well, I don't go outside.
You did not see it. Okay. Yeah. It is, they actually have sand and water and waves.
Lifeguards.
But it's not really.
Can you buy a hot
the
dog?
Ocean or a lake or anything.
It's all faux.
Person made.
Yeah. That's cool.
But it's fun. It's fun. Yeah, the restaurants in Mandalay Bay are fantastic as well. Like I say, you don't have to leave if you don't want to.
I think we've done a good job selling it so far. What do you think?
I think so. So I'm looking at the restaurants inside Mandalay Bay.
What are they?
Libertine Social. James Beard. Award-winning chef Sean McClain challenges diners to free their minds from preconceived notions about Las Vegas restaurants and get ready to eat.
Yeah.
Another one's called Red Square at Mandalay Bay. Premier dinner, cocktail, and nightlife destination. All kinds of great restaurants here.
And that's just in Mandalay Bay.
That's just in Mandalay Bay.
I mean, if you want to make a little trip one night, there's great places all over the place.
Here's one for you. Vegas Uncorked Vodka and Caviar Happy Hour.
Well.
That's on Saturday night. You have to buy tickets for that one.
They'll all be there.
A place called Strip Steak.
Oh, is it what I think it is or is it something else?
Chef Michael Mina breaks new ground with his first steakhouse, Strip Steak. Wolfgang Puck has a restaurant in Mandalay Bay. Lupo, it's called Lupo.
Does that stand for rabbit or wolf?
Italian restaurant.
I think it's the rabbit, right? No, the wolf.
I think it's
Lupo.
The wolf.
Yeah.
Border Grill, which is Mexican food. I could go on and on, shall I?
And the room has a big wall built.
Oh, they have an Irish pub. They have Fleur by Hubert Keller. From the global travels of Master Chef Hubert Keller. Do you know him?
Yeah, I've heard his name before.
He's got a restaurant there. And then they have Foundation Room. So in addition to eBay feeding you plenty of meals, you also have a lot of nightlife and restaurants to choose from within Mandalay Bay.
You know one of my favorite places in Vegas, though? Have you been to the Hofbrauhaus?
I don't think so.
So there's a Hofbrauhaus that is an exact duplicate of the one. It's people who go in say it's like you're walking into the one in Munich. And the food is incredible. It's a little loud. They usually have an oompa band, and it's really bouncy. Have you been? No, I can't ask you because you're not here.
Yeah.
You haven't come into
this
the room
This radio
yet.
Show is so sloppy. I'm telling you. You can't talk to people who aren't here yet.
I wish I had a donut. I'm dying to eat on the air in the studio. I know how that upsets you.
Yes, it does.
But it makes me feel better.
So I want to remind you also while we're here, if you want to get to the eBay radio chat board, which I'm not even there yet. On the break, I promise you I will get into the chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com and sign in through community or click the group chat link on the eBay radio player. And join us in the chat room. It'll have the words today all in caps, exclamation point, and chat board in the title. along with today's date. So come on in and join us in there. And, you know, we're expecting some guests. You never know if they're going to show up. You never know if these people are going to show or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Some San Diego guests.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay. I like the studio. It's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
You know, the studio in eBay, but the vent goes on and the people walk by and you can hear them.
They have to do special things with air conditioning in these studios.
Well, it's so expensive. Yeah.
We can sit here and not die.
Right.
You know? So, and I also want to remind you about your promoted listings credit. Because people get a little confused about this. Top-rated sellers receive a $30 promoted listings credit, while anchor-level store subscribers also receive a $25 promoted listings credit.
Right.
To utilize it, you just start using the promoted listings program at ebay.com/promoted listings. Your promoted listings credit will be applied and reflected on your invoice. We just get a lot of emails saying, where is my money?
Well, so the credit doesn't get applied if nothing sells. So it's only, it's only when something sells, and you set your budget amount with promoted listings. So you know what it's going to spend. So if you want to spend as much as your credit and no more, you can actually set that to happen.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it's great placement.
So also some news for our hearing impaired listeners or anyone who has trouble using a telephone. You can reach eBay customer support by sending a message through the eBay for Business Facebook page.
Cool. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping and more time selling. Call us now as we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at CrazyLister.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where the hosts are always fast and free. Here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Our San Diego hotline is ready for your calls. Yes, we're here with, I'm here with Lee today. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that hot little number is 888-723-4630. And what's that I hear?
eBay Radio.
I'll go check.
Would you get the door, Lee?
I am absolutely.
Tell them we're doing a radio show. I mean, you just can't walk into the.
Oh. Griff, you won't guess.
Who is it?
Oh my God.
Well, who is it?
Brian and Doug.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Brian Burke and Doug Smith from eBay are here?
Oh, hello, Griff. God. Hello, Lee.
Oh, come closer to the microphone.
Here, sit down and put on your headphones.
Hi guys, great to be here.
Oh, hi,
look
Doug.
At that.
Hello.
That's fantastic. Well, what
great to be here.
So what brings you here? I'm so surprised, even though I was on the plane with you today, Brian.
Yeah, he can't do a radio bit. You know, we have a saying in showbiz, you got to take ownership of the line. If somebody writes a line.
Oh, I'm taking ownership.
He never takes ownership. If we write something funny for him, he'll say, and antiques and collectibles, you know, he'll do a number on it. You know, oh, well.
That sounds like Griff. He does a number on things at work too.
I'm
yes,
naughty.
He does.
I'm so naughty.
He's griffing.
Yeah, it's griffing, right? Well, that means something else, but that's all right. So here you are, Brian and Doug.
I am here.
I'm so
yes,
shocked.
I'm happy to be here and excited to be down in San Diego. I get a whole bunch of stuff done over the next couple days. This show, we could talk a little bit about Shine, I think, and then a meetup tonight. For those of you in the San Diego area, you should come by. And then tomorrow I actually get to see my son,
right,
who's
say,
going to school at the University of San Diego.
Up on the hill.
Yes, up on the hill.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you here.
I love being down here.
Doug.
And Doug is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
For our audience who may not know you yet.
Yes.
Tell us your title and what you do at eBay besides being the god of everything for eBay Radio.
Quick shout out to eBetsy. But, my name is Doug Smith. I am the community tech manager. So I work closely with Brian and, the eBay community team, Alan and Trenton, Tyler, Brian T. And so I work a lot in the back end. I do a lot of, tech project management, work with our vendors, a lot of, content stuff. And, doing some influencer work with Brian and some other, huge to come later this year work that we're very excited about.
We call him Big D Tech.
Should we, should I send Brian a copy of that email? Or?
That would be lovely. Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully just publish which email?
I've got an email that I'm going to send over to you that you will not believe.
I loved it when you read it to me.
It gushes.
It's all about him.
Oh, cool.
Written by eBetsy and what he's done for eBay Radio. And I will send it over to you.
Do send it.
So speaking of Brian Burke, by the way, Brian's eBay's Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism. Did you bring us some news from eBay headquarters today?
So I did. So today we launch the third annual eBay Shine Awards.
Oh, today's the launch.
Today is the launch.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the website's up and everyone can go out and begin to fill out your applications. They're not due till May 10th, but you can start them today.
So where do we go so we can kind of go along with you as we're talking about this? So is it ebay.com/shineawards?
It is ebay.com/shineawards.
Is this the new site now?
This is the site.
Yeah.
And it better be live now. They promised me it was going to be live today.
So well, we're going to find out.
Oh, shoot, it's not. No, I'm kidding. It's there. It's there.
We've got good engineers.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening this year. I know last year we had special categories and there was a process, you know, the nominating people. So how does that work this year and what are the categories?
Yeah, so very, very similar to last year. So this is actually the third annual. So this is the third time and it's about focusing on the small, medium businesses that are on our platform, the entrepreneurs who are on our platform and, you know, leveraging eBay to grow their businesses and there's some wonderful success stories out there and so there are a number of categories that we do and there are five this year. Young entrepreneur, you've got to be less than 35 or younger, I believe, for the young entrepreneur.
Oh, we can sign up for that.
So Griff's in. There are no age requirements on the next four that I will tell you about. Global business. A woman or minority owned business, everyday hero. Last year, this was positioned as charity. So, we're looking for sellers who are giving back in their community. So think about it from that perspective. And you can read the description about it on the website. And then also click and mortar business owner. So this is someone who's got both a brick and mortar business and they're online on eBay. And, we want to recognize those types of sellers as well. And there are many of them out there.
And so, you have those new programs also we talked about the other day that have to do with people who have brick and mortar and also want to integrate eBay.
Like, yes.
Both what's going on in Akron.
Always open and then retail revival.
In Akron,
right. Those are very exciting.
The Always Open's a really exciting one for me. Like if you've got a brick and mortar store and you can, put that on your window of your store, if someone sees the item in your, store shop, they know they don't have to wait till you open the next morning at 9 a.m. They could go to your shop on eBay and if you've got it listed on eBay, they can buy it, from you right then.
That's so cool.
Can you share a bit about some of the winners from last year?
So we had five winners, last year. Well, there's actually five winners and then a grand prize, winner. And, you know, it's interesting. The stories, and actually, you know, I will do a disservice if I do a summary. And so I'm going to encourage everybody to like go read the stories about the winners last year. But there are winners like Sierra Brown, who, you know, intercollegiate athlete who started selling on eBay and just wonderful young entrepreneur, who's optimistic, growing her business, wonderful individual. You have Angie Cardenas, who was the grand prize winner last year, in the charity area, and just a wonderful story about a woman from Colombia who's really built up a fantastic business that gives back quite a bit to her local community and more broadly. And active participant, she was at our meetup actually on Tuesday evening. It was wonderful to see her Tuesday as well. But just some great stories out there.
Katie Silverberg,
yeah, great. Katie, yeah. And she's got a lot going on with, her business. And in fact, she actually is one of those individuals who does something that a lot of small businesses do throughout the course of a year, which is move. She moved locations this year. And I think, Griff, you did a session about, on moving.
I'm in correspondence with Katie.
So. Yeah. So she's one of those individuals.
And Lynn Drawley too.
Lynn Drawley. Well, yeah.
And it's something that happens, frequently. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on. If you've got a small business and there's a lot of stuff that goes on in your business, and to be able to, pick up and move thousands of miles is an effort and an undertaking, especially to keep it going.
So last year there was a process for any seller to either nominate themselves or to nominate someone else. What does that look like? And what the next question is going to be, what makes a good submission? Because people want to know, am I doing the right thing? Is it worth my while to make this submission? How does that work?
So I want a couple things. So we had a bunch of submissions last year, over 2,500.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I read through, you know, I probably read through hundreds of them, and it's amazing the stories. It's like hard to, it's hard to do the decision of like who gets to go in and out. And I'm glad I wasn't part of that, that decision making process last year, because it's a tough one. But we had 2,500 plus submissions last year. You know, you can nominate yourself. You don't have to be nominated by someone else. And in fact, I encourage sellers, you know, if you've got a business that meets one of the criteria or meets one of the five categories, and you think about the criteria, and the criteria that you're measured on are things like originality. So is it a unique type of business? And, you know, I've traveled around the country quite a bit, and there's a lot of unique stories out there. And so my assumption is almost everybody who's listening on radio today has a unique story that they can tell about their business, and themselves. How clearly you can express that, you know, the business that you've done, your passion for using eBay. So, you know, think about eBay as, you know, a lot of people in our community are really diehard eBay sellers, and they're into eBay, not just because it's a channel to sell, but because of the community, because of who we are and where we've come from and what Pierre's founding principles were. The embodiment of eBay's core seller values. And then the degree which, eBay contributed to your business success. And so those are the kind of criteria that the applications will be graded on.
That's good to know. So if I'm going to write out a submission, I can keep those in mind.
Yep.
So that I can try to rise to the top.
What makes a good submission?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, again, I think I would encourage folks to go back and look at those, the folks who won last year, and you see what they're doing, not just with their business, but the type of people that they are, how they manage their business, how they treat their employees.
There was a real human touch to every single one of them, their families,
how they treat others. All of those things are just critical. And then there's also the business component of it, the business side of it, that they're also running either a successful business or a successful business that gives back to the local community, et cetera.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, and we're here with Brian Burke, who's the Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelism,
and
talking to us about the Shine Awards, and of course, Doug, and I still didn't get Doug's exact title, I want Doug's exact title.
It's Big D Tech.
Big D Tech.
Community Tech Manager is officially my title.
Community Tech Manager. Well, he's doing a great job. When you see that letter, you'll know how we feel about him, Brian.
I'll send that email to my wife as well, because she has no idea what I do.
She knows
that I work for eBay.
I could just hear her now. And who's this eBetsy person? And how long have you been seeing her?
No spreading of rumors.
This is
no drama.
Too late now. It's radio, so it's out there.
This isn't fair to Brian, because he hasn't heard the email yet, but he will on the break. He will on the break.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
It's the seller event of the year, eBay Open 2018, July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.